In that year, Agricola, governor of the province, led an army across the border and began to hew his way into the Caledonian forests. The wary general advanced slowly and secured his ground as he advanced by building forts in commanding situations. The native tribes struggled bravely against the formidable invader, but having little union or combination among themselves, they were taken singly and overcome in detail. The Romans carried on their operations with merciless vigor. Tacitus, Agricola's son-in-law, who writes an account of his life, tells us that it was his policy to overcome the Britons by the terror of his ravages. We understand what that means. Yonder, for example, in a forest clearing, is a native village, fenced with its ditch and stockade of posts. It has children playing, cattle feeding, and patches of growing corn. The women sing the quern song as they grind the meal for the evening repast in the quern or handmill. Some of the men are doing a little smith work or bit of homely carpentry. Others are away hunting. Suddenly, at the edge of the forest, there is a gleam as one of the sun's rays on polished metal. A body of armed men, sheathed in brass, issue from the wood and sweep across the clearing, their burnished mail flashing as they go. The lightsome corn song changes into shrieks of terror. The villagers close the gate of the stockade and grasp their bows. The arrows shot through the openings of the posts rattle vainly against the strong plate armor of the assailants. The gate goes down before the strokes of the axe. Sword and torch do the rest. The cattle are driven away and the crops destroyed.